turn that on. I don't know. Oh, hi. That. I don't know. We'll have to listen to another song. That was my complaint. God damn, man. Fuck me. On the horse I rode in on.
Well, Phil, I think getting to bed earlier.
What do you mean getting to bed earlier? I got to bed at 12:30. I mean, come on, you know. I'm sort of a night owl, but I like doing the show at this hour. By the way, if you're watching or you're listening, this is pretty much a morning show now. that's the way it's got to be, man. Yeah. Penguins on the run. That's a riot. Show these fucking penguins hauling ass down this hallway. Where the fuck are they going? In a TV studio? But probably the poor penguins probably had the shit scared out of them by some motherfucking television crew. These poor guys, firefighters got it. You hear that? That's thunder. Just trying to dig through a stack of papers. She's going through some paperwork right now. What you doing, honey? Huh? What you doing, doll? Just going through some paperwork. All right, so let's check it out, man. Good morning and welcome to what passes for our show. And I, it's calmed down considerably, the wind. The wind here has been insane, Mr. Henry. Johnny took the little and he kicked your ass. And he said that the, watch this girl, she's going to come up and give you a karate kick. Don't you know, bang, don't you. We need an actress who can do a, you know, a high kick and like a big karate kick, man. Don't you know that? The hell is this guy? La Brea?
This is the bread we bake. And these children we're feeding, you see? They're all Asian and so forth. And I'm doing it, man. I'm getting it done. All these buns and rolls will go directly into the gut of these kids. This child now has a roll to eat. She's got a roll, all right, eating our rolls from state. No, we're on to another commercial. All right, thank you very much. Goodbye. Yeah, get off the set. Well, I just wanted to say.
Well, I want to say, for my part, the winds were very frightening.
But what do you mean, frightening? Well, it wasn't frightening so much. It was very, it's very disquieting.
Yes, General, that's a very good word.
Yeah, the wind blew everything around.
Yeah, I heard about it knocking down trees.
Yeah, what about it?
Hey, man, you know, you want some, you got it. Now, the knocking down of trees, let's discuss that. Who did that?
No one did that, General. It was the wind. The wind and the rain.
The wind and the rain. What the hey, Thunder, there's a fly on. Thunder, there's a fly in my nose, honey. She's at my feet. She's literally sitting here at my feet now. She is. She's a good cat. How you doing, sweets? Yes, a good girl. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. She's down there. How you doing, baby? Good girl. So, I gotta be careful not to kick her or something, you know. Yeah, Poncho and Lauren are off. Actually, Poncho's got doctor's appointments. That's why they're off running about Los Angeles today and yesterday and probably tomorrow. But Poncho's got to go to the vet because he gets a checkup. I got to get her to a vet, man. before I start thinking about getting a dog, man, I better find a goddamn veterinarian around here. And I say that with all due respect, but I got to find a goddamn veterinarian. Because she's got to get... You got to get your shit together, don't you, sweetie? Yeah. I got to get my shit together for you, honey. She's got to get her boosters, all kinds of shit. God damn it. I'm not being a very good dad. Let's see. Was interesting. Probably some troll. Don't you know that you are a shooting star? As long as you are. Johnny was a midget. Hey, the other day he. Don't you know that you are a shooting star? What am I doing here, man? It was a suicide. Some chick blew herself up with a suicide belt when the cops came to the door. What exactly, you know, it's not so much that these kids are blowing themselves up. Who are the motherfuckers that talk them into it? Who are the fucking scum of the earth that talk these kids? How desperate are you, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, and it's the goddamn truth. And, you know, people don't have to believe me. But it's true. I saw Andy Richter retweeted this. Who, by the way, we will have on the Science of the Funny in about a week, where I'm going in tomorrow to interview Andy Richter for the Science of the Funny. But it's really true, man. You know, they're leaving Europe to escape ISIS, not to come to the marvelousness of the fucking West. They could give a fuck. They were living over there. It was a goddamned war with this ISIS to get the fuck out of there, right? Well... Look, you get them here and you treat them like shit, or you keep them out or whatever, and you'll radicalize them. They're trying to get away from those people. But they'll come over to the West and see that they're being treated as terrorists, which 99.999% of them are not terrorists. And guess what happens? They become fucking terrorists. You know what they're saying about the West? Man, it's true. They are a bunch of fucking pricks over there. So, and when you want, some people want us to believe that you can, they're going to understand, you know.
Well, you see, you have to understand. I'm sure you would understand we're treating you like shit because we have to assume you're a goddamn fucking terrorist, even though you're not a fucking terrorist.
The next thing you fucking know, boom, motherfuckers are radicalized.
But we're not going to talk about that, are we, Phil? We're going to talk about the wind.
Yes. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about, because people want to get away from this shit, because we're not explaining anything.
Well, I don't know. Well...
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know. And, you know, I'll tell you one other thing.
It's the only thing about doing the show in the morning.
Oh, Phil, I don't know. I think the way to do what you do is to do...
Do the thing you do, Phil.
T for two and two for T. Do you remember that song? That was a wonderful song. It's the time of the season, do, 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 when stuff is high, when stuff costs a lot. I love that song by the Zombies. Although I found the name of the band to be... What was that about, the Zombies?
What, you mean the name?
Well, yes. Why would you name yourself after something that staggers and stinks?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. Most of those bands do that anyway.
General, the days of rock bands staggering around and stinking are long gone. Today they're clean, they shower regularly.
Yeah, they shower regularly, all right. You give me good old fashioned, I'll tell you what you give me. You give me Johnny Cash, and I'll give you the world's news. You give me 20 minutes and I'll give you Johnny Cash. Daniel Curry, L.A. Fire. Two terror suspects were killed in this operation. Dead are Bob Badobadi, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Well, that motherfucker, that al-Baghdadi bitch, they've been wanting that motherfucker for years. Haven't they? Ain't he the cat that runs that whole show? Islamic State in the Levant. Iraq and the Levant. What is ISIS? Islamic State in Syria? Oh. In ISIL? Do they have ICER? Islamic State in... Or ICE? You know, Anderson Cooper is badass. Don't you think? You don't? Punching mirrors. Johnny was a midget. He walked under doors. Indeed.
Phil, you can sing all you want. You can dance all you want.
Now, Phil, you're doing a great job.
No, he is not. He's mocking the thing. He's mocking the thing.
What do you mean he's mocking the thing? Characters, here we go.
La 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 la.
You know these covers, you know, say these commercials where they have these kids. And, you know, they, I'm sure she's, oh, I thought she was checking his dick out. She's actually looking at his, burger. Yeah. 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 You've seen this one, right? Is that Carl's Jr.? I can't tell what company is it? Well, oh, it's Carl's Jr. Because you were so bad at showing me the company, you dip. What's, wait, who? Purina, I want some. Oh, it's dog food. You couldn't tell me what the company was, man? I don't even fucking know. Now, Billy, shut up. All right. I'm Jim Prosciutto, CNN. I took the name of a ham. Not because I am a ham, but because I didn't think you'd know what the ham was. You know, you'd think it was just a cool name. And now you've figured it out. Yes, it's the name of a ham. Jim Prosciutto. Here's Michael Keaton. And what is this? Oh, I want to see there's Mark Ruffalo. And is this Spotlight? This is about the God. What is this about? Oh, the priest thing. And Louis C.K. is in this. And I think Louis C.K. is a riot. And I think he's marvelous on stage. I think his acting is about as good as mine, which is... So, Louis, they got you in these movies, man, for your name value. Your name value. And I know that your agent's pushing you and everybody, but your name value, because your acting sucks a dick, Louis. And you're beyond that, you're fucking great. I mean it. You are a riot. But you blew in that fucking American Hustle. You didn't even... You're not even... I don't know why they have you in these movies other than the fact that let's put Louis C.K. in these movies. That's what I think is happening there. Because the cat can't fucking act, man. Who's this dude doing this, man? Road rage caught on camera. Rev bomb. Why did they catch this guy? Guy's on a motorcycle and he was going to try and... Well, so did they catch the motherfucker that did this? There was some guy was doing some road rage thing that I was not going to show you because I don't want to influence you to do bad shit. You dig me? All right. You dig what I'm putting down? All right, man. Here she is. What's up there, Steph? Yeah? Stephanie Simmons is on camera right now. If you don't have Phil TV, if you're listening to the pre-show here, it's okay. You're missed-a-ding a lot of cool shit, like a really hot-looking girl who happens to be pregnant, but she's got, well, I better not say what she's got, but she got it, man. She got it going on, man. And she's an adult. She's an adult. She's a full-grown woman. It ain't like I'm talking about some kid.
Art Griego here. The robocalls have caused me a great deal of grief, but I figured out something. I blocked them, and you can go to your phone and you can block these. And
Johnny took a dwarf and flung it from his car. I'm sorry. Johnny took a little person and tried to fling him from his car. But this guy was really strong, and he took Johnny and threw him out instead. Don't you know? Don't you know? You are a shooting star. And all the world will love you just as long as you are a dream. Boom! Johnny took anything number one. Johnny had to go one day. He had to go number one. And anyway... All right, now where is this number? Boy, something smells really good, like, there's that good girl. Look at her. Aren't you a sweetie, huh? How you doing, baby girl? That's a good girl. That's a good girl. Yes, she is. She's a good girl. She's just back there, man, just chilling out. I gotta be careful, man, not to roll the chair back on her. All right, so we'll do that, Art Griego. And, Bobby Jindal is done with his presidential bid. Bobby Jindal is not going to get elected president. The Republican Party wants a person of color, yes. But they want the real deal, not an Indian, you know. And they want not meaning a sub-Asian Indian, maybe a Native American. But they want a black person because that'll prove that there's no racism and it'll whatever. Because God knows, the Republican Party, they're not racist. They just want the right kind of black guy. Basically, a black guy who will turn around and tell other black people, you're all lazy, good-for-nothing pieces of shit. Thank you. There's a sit-in at Occidental College. Why? There are no chairs. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. There's a sit-in at Occidental. Maybe they need to buy some chairs, huh, Bob?
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah. All right, and other news. There's a guy here, looks like he was sucking his face. Porn actress speaks out. Is this the chick that supposedly... get a load of this, man. This ought to be good.
He's a monster, and he put my life in jeopardy, along with
hundreds or potentially thousands of other women's lives.
Olsen says she does not have HIV, but she still finds the news very unsettling. Meantime, Lakers legend Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV in 1991. He took to Twitter to respond to Sheen's announcement.
He tweeted this, "I wish Charlie Sheen and his family the best. With the advancement in treatments and medicine, he can fight this disease and live a long life." Johnson went on to say, "In Charlie Sheen breaking his silence, I hope he joins me in educating the world about HIV AIDS."
The time is 6:18.
Coming up, CBS News' Joy Benedict is covering the hottest new cars at the LA Auto Show.
We are live this morning at the LA Auto Show, which opens to the public on Friday.
Used to go to the auto show every year with me, Daddy. He always took us to the auto show. He loved the auto show. All right. Well, I guess it's nothing. No time like the present, man. These are both mid-rolls, okay? Shit. Watch out, babe.
Sure, honey. Sorry.
Sorry, baby.
I lost my fucking copy over here. I lost my copy. Sorry, sweetie. It's okay. That's a good girl. There you go.
All right. She flipped out, man. All right, dude.
You retard. Be a king? Think not. Why?
What up? Ready?
All right, y'all. I almost damn hurt my kitty cat. Here we go. Here we go, man. What is this shit?
What's up? This is Charlie Wilson, a.k.a. Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
I was diagnosed with prostate cancer 2008.
What's up?
Still fighting.
This is Greg Porn.
I'm a winner, not a loser.
And I beat kidney cancer.
I'm going to win the battle. That's
true
right.
Story.
I'm cancer free.
My name's Bernadette, and I beat stage 1 triple negative breast cancer.
Kick their fucking asses. I swear to fucking God, I'll kick their asses. All right, here we go. Test, 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 test. The following broadcast is performed entirely by Phil Henry, doing all the voices of all the characters of all the people. We hope you enjoy it. If you don't, we're very sorry for that.
Tell them if they want it, they can come and get that. I swear I love my city, I just want less. See me, they say when we ain't ready for that.
This is very interesting. Hold
the fucking phone.
This is extremely interesting. I like this. This is very interesting. Who is this?
Well, it's Eminem. It's Royce. It's, who else is it, man? I don't know. It sounds very fascinating, doesn't it? Big Sean. Royce da 5'9", Danny Brown, Dej Loaf, Trick Trick, Shady, whatever the fuck.
I love this music, I really do. And the thing I love the most about it, oh, fuck it.
Here we go. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. That doesn't tell you anything, hold on. The fuck is this? Oh, this is all the Wang stuff. Hold on, I gotta fucking do something here, man. Save it on the bitch desktop. Save, all right. I don't need this anymore. I don't need that anymore. All right. Are we going to do this or are we not going to do this? Here we go. I think we're going to do it. But I'm not sure how or when or where or how. Here it is. This is how it goes. It goes something like this. Hi, I'm Phil, and on our show today, I play the parts of all of the characters that you'll be hearing, with the exception of some minor editing that we will do at the end of our show. Let me do that again. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and I will be playing the parts of all of the characters you hear on our show today, with the exception of some minor editing that we do at the end of our show. For our pre-production and production purposes, we don't use any overdubbing or multi-tracking or any other production tricks, and our entire show is recorded in real time, that is, as it is happening. So sit back and listen to the thing. Hi, it's Phil Henry.